God bless you and greetings to you today in the wonderful name of our living Lord and of our Savior, Jesus Christ. I know that the abundant life is available today to those who understand and apply the law of believing. Regarding this law of believing, I want to call your attention to Mark chapter 9. That's a rather long story, but if I am to teach you the law of believing, you must get the truth of this record into your heart and life. So listen to it, Mark chapter 9, beginning with verse 14. And when he, Jesus, came to his disciples, he saw a great multitude about them, and the scribes questioning with them. And straightway all the people, when they beheld him, were greatly amazed, and running to him, saluted him. And he asked the scribes, "What question ye with them?" And one of the multitude answered and said, "Master, I have brought unto thee my son, who hath a dumb spirit. And wheresoever he taketh him, he teareth him, he foameth, gnasheth with his teeth, and pineth away. And I spoke to thy disciples that they should cast him out, and they could not." He answered him and said, "O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me." And they brought him unto Jesus, and when he saw him, straightway the spirit tare him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed foaming. And he asked his father, "How long has it ago since this came unto him?" And he said, "Of a child. And oft times it hath cast him into the fire and the waters to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us." Jesus said unto him, "If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth." And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, "Lord, I believe, help thou mine unbelief." When Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, "Thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him and enter no more into him." And the spirit cried and rent him sore and came out of him, and he was as one dead, insomuch that many said, "He is dead." But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. This man brought his son for healing. He reported to Jesus that the disciples could not remedy the situation. The disciples must have felt stupid, for this was a public demonstration, and nobody in private, let alone in public, wants to look like a fool. These were the same disciples who had before that great victory and success in healing the sick. Now they had come to an impasse. What stymied them? Jesus perceived the trouble immediately when the father said, "If thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us." Jesus took that "if," which the Father had directed at the disciples first and next to Jesus, and gave it back to the Father where it belonged. Jesus said unto him, "If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth." You know, many people like to lay the blame for their unbelief and inability to receive on someone else. The disciples were victims of the blame in this situation. The disciples were caught in this man's trap, but not Jesus. Many people would like for others to do their believing for them. They just do not want to learn how to believe for themselves. Many times people simply do not know how to believe. Jesus understood the situation clearly, and he said to the father of the child, "If you can believe, I know that my disciples believe. And the fact that they could not remove the cause is not their fault. They could believe until doomsday for your child without any result. But if you can believe, then something will happen." Wherever possible, Jesus always demanded believing. When we studied the miracles of healing in the Bible, we find that Jesus required the believing of the parents for the healing of their children. For example, in Matthew 15, we see that the Canaanite woman had great believing for the healing of her daughter who was vexed with the devil. In the case of a demented person who was mentally incapable, believing was not required. There are examples of such cases in Mark and Luke and other records. In the case of raising the dead, as recorded in Mark 5 and Luke 8, we read that Jesus told the father of the dead child, "Be not afraid, only believe." When Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead, the passage does not say that anyone believed except Jesus. In Acts 9:36, where Peter raised Dorcas from the dead, he put everyone out of the room and then prayed and commanded her to arise. In every biblical record, class, believing is always required on the part of everyone having a need, with the exceptions indicated previously here. Certain types of mental derangement, dead people, and children. There is power in believing. There is power in this world to which you and I as born-again believers have easy access. This power will enable us to overcome our shortcomings and our difficulties, bringing release and victory to our lives. This power is from God. He is everywhere present, which means that He is with you right now. The key involved is knowing and receiving His power, which is the basis on which the whole abundant life hinges. The law of believing brings phenomenal results to those who apply and practice the principles. You may believe rightly or wrongly. Believing works both ways, and you bring to yourself whatever you believe. Fear, worry, and anxiety are types of believing. If you worry, have fear, and are anxious, you will receive the fruit of your negative believing, which is defeat. The law of believing works effectively for both the sinner and the saint. However, the believer, because of the Spirit from God within him, may bring forth more abundantly. If you doubt your recovery from sickness, you will by all means slow up and retard your own progress. Right believing is constantly knowing God's power and presence are in you and with you in every situation. How you think about the problem with which you are confronted at this very moment will determine the outcome. If you doubt its success, you have by your own believing determined its unsuccessful outcome. Apply the positive method of the law of believing to every situation in life, to every problem that comes your way. For if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. You know, saying some formal prayers will never release you and bring positive results to your life. You cannot hope, think, or guess at this game of living. You just believe that God is in you and that He is with you always, even at the ends of this age. In 1 John 4, it says, "Greater is He that is in you than he that's in the world." The evil of the world can never make you do evil or wrong unless you permit it through your own weakness of character or lack of believing. Once you start practicing the law of believing, right believing, believing God, you will find that the evil things that have been governing your life will soon fade away. God is always the victor over evil, but it's up to you to believe God and make His will your will. In Romans 12 it says, "According as God hath dealt to every man the measure of believing." The word believe is a verb which connotes action. Therefore, believing the Word of God, taking the Word of God literally and acting upon it, brings results. This is the law of believing, and this is the action that will bring release and victory to your life in every situation. If thou canst believe, all things are possible, presently available, to him that believeth. So believe God today and have a great day. Surely blessed by this privilege of sharing this teaching with you. Heavenly Father, for everyone listening today, I thank you. And may this be the greatest day in their life. May this law of positive believing work with that mathematical exactness and scientific precision this day for them through Christ Jesus. Amen.